This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh yeah, I climbed the cockpit here, but before I do, I better get the open sign up. Takes at least four bolts. Oh yeah, there it is. I got it. Now we're good. Hey, welcome to Auto World. We are open. The on-air light is now on, and I appreciate each and every one of you being here. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. Each and every week, we climb into the Greasy Garage Studio here in the Auto World Plaza to be able to have some fun here on the Genesis Communications Network. That's what it's all about. Fun and helping each other, of course, with our car. Wants, needs, how comes, the concerns. Welcome into the second hour of Auto World. I appreciate you being here again. Give me the opportunity to help you or just be with you, to give you a laugh or not a laugh, or you can say what you'd like to say. Oh, I'd like to hear it all. That's how I learn. That's how I know how the bus driving's going on. You know, I want to make sure I keep the bus on the track. And with that, I just did a temperature check here on the track, and it looks like it's 85 degrees. It's warming up. Oh, yeah, the track is warming up. We've now climbed in the cockpit. Let's get going on the second hour of Auto World. What do we got planned? Well, first and foremost, folks, take the mask off. Sit back, relax. There will be no politics on this show. Isn't that a... Ah, the pause. Yes, relaxation, no pausing. No pausing, yes, but the pause is for no politics. We were away from that. We live too much of that each and every day. And just make sure you got the safety glasses on. You might want to slide those rubber gloves on because I might have you help me fix a car this hour. You don't know what's going on. Yes, you do. We're going to get the second hour. We're going to get to that. The federal government is investigating something, and it has something to do with 1.9 million vehicles. You might own one of those vehicles. That's right. We're going to find out, aren't we? Yes, we are. And also, absolutely, we're going to take you down the future product pipeline. What did I do on Facebook? Mark Evans Facebook? My Facebook page? Mark Evans, go there. Take a look at that picture. Go over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. I welcome you over there. You're going to see a lot of great old commercials, ads, races, cars. We just a lot of goodies. Appreciate each and every one of you, for contributing to that Auto World Radio Facebook page. And my Instagram account, of course, is Auto World Media. Instagram, Auto World Media. And again, we also have a website up, autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com. Welcome you to go. Check that out. You'll see a couple, two, three pictures of myself sitting in front of and inside the Greasy Garage Studio, and that's what it's all about. And throughout, you're more than welcome to please do Google me. You'll see some photos. There's been some articles done on my garage and me, and I still have my first car. It's a 1965 Dodge Coronet 440, and there's Mopar, which is Chrysler's, done articles on that car and myself because I bought that car when I was 13 years old. My dad drove it home, and that's a long story. We won't go there. It's online. You can check it out. Anyway, I just want to make sure that you can do that, and you're more than welcome to climb aboard and do that. Here on the second hour, we're going to... Oh, wait a minute. We've got the Auto World Little Car Fact coming your way. Has something to do with buttons. Do you still use buttons? Yeah, on your clothes? You do? Oh, good, good. Of course, we're going to have a little trivia. That future product pipeline, I did put a picture up of a futuristic concept vehicle, Mercedes. You'll see the logo there. Very cool looking automobile. The future's in front of us. The future is right now. 1 second in front of us at all times. Isn't that the truth? A lot of things have changed since the 1970s, 60s, 50s, 40s. See, I'm going backwards. From going backwards, folks, from a 1916 Chevrolet Baby Grand that I own. I love cars. I love brands. I like models. I like it all. I like it all. I wanted that car because it came to me through one of our great chapter loyal listeners, charter member here, and they wanted to save that car. And when I say save it, they wanted to go to a good home, and I was very honored to say that I was a good home for that. I'm a caretaker for a 1916 Chevrolet. And it's convertible, of course, as you know. It had to have a place inside, and I got it running. It hadn't been running since it's a 1916, and it hadn't been running since 1960. And it took about a year to get it up and working and running and operating and all that because it's been sitting there, and it's 1916 is the first year for electric option. It means it has headlights, a horn, of course, and a starter that turns into a generator once you fire it up. But things have changed. Wood spoke wheels, compared to the aluminum style magnesium wheel rubber. I said it, rubber wheels that you have today. And of course, a lot of you, you folks that are going into the car shows, it's 'tis the season, isn't it? The warm weather. We're going into the warm weather. A lot of you are taking your cars out, putting them in the car shows, and sharing your car with other folks. And with that, you are now buying wheels. Remember the wide white walls? Well, that's my point, is that you're now buying wheels that have the white wall part of the wheel. Has nothing to do with the tire anymore. So things have changed. Things have changed. Last hour we talked a little bit about catalytic converters and how come and why, and they've been around. And well, things are going this way. And we're going to talk a little bit about the future here today on Auto World in the second hour. Also, I've got pause. Well, we're talking about a little pause there. Well, we're going to talk about a bit of pause, and that has something to do with the fastest selling car in the country. All right, we're going to get to that, of course, here the second hour. But first and foremost, the thing that I... Oh, the Fed investigation, too. Forgot about that one. Well, I might have said something about that. That's like 1.9 million cars. Get ready for that. We're going to do that right off the bat. But you're more than welcome, and you are welcome. I want you to interrupt me. You are the star of the show. And how to do that is with the phone number and an email address. The phone number since 1992 here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. The email, Auto World Radio. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Almost forgot my email address. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please do. We're going to go into the email bag the second hour and also the third hour. We're going to share with you, of course, what we've been waiting for is that question. A little homework for the month for you. And a lot of you have sent me the emails and let me know your answers. Here's the question for you. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? Up to today, of course. Up to today. Because they're real. They're in front of you. You know about them. They're here right now. And that's in the past. Again, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? And you can answer all the way up to 10 if you'd like, which I asked last week. I said you can do homework. And with that, let's go to one of our great charter members that I want to share his. It's Trey in Southern Illinois. He listens to us on GCNlive.com, and he's given me 10 of them. So we're going to get into that before we go to a short break. And Trey, Southern Illinois, thank you again, one of our charter members. His first one, he says, is adaptive cruise control. Absolutely. Makes it easier to drive. The automatic transmission is number two on his list. Number three, power steering. He's got explanation points, by the way, on that. Disc brakes and ABS. What's ABS stand for? Anti-lock brake system. EFI, fuel mileage increase. Oh, yeah. EFI, I love it. And then he says as number, oh, yeah, this is a big one right here. Number six, people, this industry. Trey, you're absolutely right. The people is what makes it happen. Number seven on Trey's list, and listening to us on Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. Number seven, assembly line and production Model T. The assembly line. Absolutely. Absolutely. Number eight, radial tires. Oh, number nine, my cell phone technology. Number 10. Oh, I knew he was going to say this, Trey. I knew you were going to do this. The electric car technology, because he has a Tesla. Thank you, Trey. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with more of your greatest ideas that you think are the best right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, you, oh, get into my car. It's you, oh, get into my car.
Sounds like the engine's running.
Oh, yeah. We got the engine running here in Auto World, the Greasy Garage Studio. You never know who might show up here. And we just had a gentleman show up on his, well, you heard it, the motor. He's riding that bad boy like he's supposed to. Good to have him join us along with you. Welcome back to Auto World, the second hour. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's time right now. Let's get to that. The feds are investigating, folks. What are they investigating? 1.9 million Toyota RAV4 SUVs. So if you've got a Toyota RAV4 SUV, listen up, and or you might just right now start emailing and calling your friends or texting your friends ASAP, because we're talking about it. Why are they investigating the Toyota RAV4 SUVs? With that said, I'm going to give you a little time to text your friends, call your friends, and get everybody listening up. I'm going to give you a little trivia right now about the RAV4. In 1996, Toyota moves a new vehicle, and that move was the RAV4 back in 1996. They moved it into some showrooms, priced it at about $15,000. This recreational activity vehicle, RAV is what that RAV stands for, recreational activity vehicle, is a miniature four-wheel drive sport utility vehicle with a small four-cylinder engine. That was back in 1996. Now that I've given you some time to call your friends and text your friends and tell them to listen up, because they own a RAV4. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, has opened up an investigation into, here's your years, 2013 through 2018 models following the complaints of fires starting under the hood. With what? The 12-volt batteries. Oh, no. There's been quite a few complaints. And these complaints, investigation covers nearly 1.9 million of these RAV4s. 12-volt battery, shorting out on the battery's hold-down frame, folks, which may result, that's right, in sudden loss of electrical power, vehicle stalling, and or, that word, fire in the engine compartment. Not good. You don't want a battery exploding or starting a fire, and or you don't want your computer when you're driving down the freeway at 80 plus miles an hour just to go blink. It's off. What's going to happen then? Well, your engine's going to stop. Your power steering's going to stop. You won't be able to steer the car. And of course, you know this. Your brakes are electronically controlled through ABS. You don't have any brakes. They won't work as good. They won't be power brakes. It's just problems. Okay? We don't want it to stall. No fire. Well, the NHTSA, they also pointed out the improper battery installation or previous front-end collision repair were a factor in some cases in that too. So if you do meet somebody by accident and get hit in the front, the battery is pretty much in the wrong spot. So this has not, according to the NHTSA, this has not yet turned into a recall. Now, that's big here. This has not turned into a recall yet. So a lot of you might be thinking that, well, Mark, you're talking about this federal investigation with 1.9 million Toyota RAV4 SUVs. It's an investigation. That's where it starts first, folks, before they put it on the recall. What's the difference, you ask? The gentleman in the second row, lady in the fourth row's got their hands up waving to me. What's the difference? The difference is the word recall. Once the NHTSA investigates it, federal government, once they investigate it and find out that, they get these RAV4s, folks, and they open the hood and they start looking at things and figuring out this is not good, then they say this all has to be fixed because we don't want any fires, we don't want the car to stall, we don't want these people, which are you, the star of this show, Auto World, to have any crashes or dying on the freeway or even around town with a family in this RAV4. It's been around since 1996, folks. It's been around for quite some time. But again, the years of this investigation with the battery fire risk is 2013 through 2018, Toyota RAV4s. They're investigating it. Once they say that, in fact, it needs to be fixed, and they need to fix it this way, that's the investigation, then they stamp it with the word recall, recall, recall. And it goes out, and they send you, the folks that have a Toyota RAV4, recreational activity vehicle. That's right, recreational activity vehicle, RAV. You get the recall. It's on the paper. Then you drive into the dealer or call the dealer first, please. But before you call the dealer, let's get a VIN number. The VIN number can be found on the sticker by the driver's door. Open the driver's door. Look at the born date, when it was born, and that's the VIN number. Or you'll find that on the driver's side under in the windshield. Just look through the windshield on the outside. You'll see the VIN number there on a little metal plate riveted to the dash. Sometimes you can't see it because a lot of you might have pencils, pens, papers hiding that VIN number. Please pull that off the dash. Because when you go around the corner to the, you'd be to the left. Yeah, that stuff slides over and goes to the passenger side. And you don't want to put a pencil in your child's cheek, do you?
No.
Okay, so we got the VIN number. Call your dealer and say, I've got a RAV4 and here's the VIN number. Can you tell me, can I get this fixed on that recall under the battery fire risk? It's not done yet, though, okay? So it's not done yet. You'll get the, once you get the piece of paper, then you can get her fixed. And it's free. The word for the day, free, F-R-E-E. So I always like to bring those up to you, and sometimes I might miss some recalls. There's a lot of recalls. Truthfully, I'm going to tell you the facts and the truth. I'm sorry, but the truth is there's a lot of recalls. Is it good or bad? You have your opinion. I'd like to hear about that. And all the time, throughout email, throughout 28 hours of our day, each and every week, you can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And or you can send a phone number to me. And that phone number to call me right here, right now, is 855-660-4261. Now, for you folks that are taking, our affiliates that are taking the Auto World on a delayed station, and you're calling and you're not getting an answer, don't get mad. Let's get glad. And get glad, you can always reach me and tell me your opinion of anything you might want to talk about, including that meow, meow, all night long, or the dog barking.
Who let the dogs out?
AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Okay, now the question. Alex knows that word, homework. Oh, yeah, Axelrod Alex, he's sitting at Genesis Communications Network. He's sitting behind that board, GCN 2800 mixer machine, to make you sound good when you call in. He's doing it all. The homework here for the last week coming in for the whole entire month, and that's the reason why it's here for the month, the question for the month, because of some of us are on delayed radio stations that are taking the show, and you're included at all times. I'm very honored to have each and every one of those radio stations taking Auto World so I can help you with your Auto World needs and wants and how comes. The question is, what do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? We've had a lot of those already, and I've had a lot more come in, and let's get to one right now. Let's get to, well, we've got to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going in the email bag, and we're going to read some of what you believe are the greatest achievements of the auto industry right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News.
I
Jeremy Scott. Governors across the United States are easing COVID restrictions, drawing condemnation from the Biden administration.
We will be pulling back on these mitigation methods. It's not going to be this way indefinitely, for sure. We want to get those levels of virus very, very low, and then we will have much, much easier time to safely pull back and get the economy and all the other things that we want to be normal.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS's Face the Nation. Utah, Texas, Mississippi, Iowa, Montana, Alabama, and North Dakota have ended statewide face covering mandates or will soon. Arizona, Connecticut, and West Virginia are rescinding rules, including capacity limits, but mask requirements will remain in place. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says again he will not resign after two more women have come forward accusing him of inappropriate relations. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Yeah, sitting in the cockpit here in the NASCAR, the Dodge Viper seat. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark. What? I said, I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. Good to have you along. Sometimes it's easier to hesitate to get things done. That's right. Take a pause sometimes in life, folks. And with that said, let's get to that segment that I wanted to get with you on pausing for a minute. Why do I want to pause? Well, because that's a segment today here on the second hour of Auto World. General Motors to pause Corvette production.
What? Why?
Due to lack of parts. They've stopped production, folks, of the 2021 Corvette. Temporary parts supply issue at the Bowling Green assembly plant. I would have never thunked that, but you probably wouldn't have thunked this either. That the 2021 Corvette is the fastest selling car in the country right now.
What?
I can't believe it, but it is. It is the fastest selling car. They can't keep up. Mid-engine, the engine's sitting behind you. It's going along for the ride, as we call it in the auto world.
Oh, God, that's good.
Well,
And it's not about the chips. Yeah, it is about the chips, but it's not all about the chips. Remember, I've talked about the chips. There's a shortage of chips, you know, the semiconductor chips that's in the computers for your cars. Ford has, of course, had to shut down the F-150 plant. General Motors had to shut down the Impala plant, et cetera, where they make it. It goes on and on. You know, there's a lot of brands that had to shut down, not only because of the winter weather we've had in the Midwest. You folks in Texas, of course, know that, and Oklahoma that are listening. Absolutely. We're out of winter, and we're going into the warm, but there's a chip shortage. Well, this Corvette is 2021. It's the temporary parts supply issue. The vendors can't keep up with not only the chips, but other items to make that car. And with that said, a lot of you are saying, well, that's an expensive car. I don't own a Chevrolet Corvette mid-engine. I don't have anything to do with that. Well, you do. You really do. See, some of those parts that General Motors is using, they carry those parts over to the car that you're more than likely driving, the Chevy Impala. Oh, yeah. I can't tell you exactly all the parts because there's so many parts in a vehicle. I think there's over 30,000 plus parts in an automobile. But with that said, that's how the car companies, you know, they basically make more money, folks, doing what? Carrying the parts over. That's how they do it. And when they do that, that saves all of us money. And that's where it's all at. When it comes down to that they can push out C8s fast enough, C8 Corvettes, of course, U.S. deliveries of the newest Corvette, the shot up 158% during the fourth quarter and increased 20% for all of the year 2020. And again, in fact, in January of 2021, the C8 was the fastest selling car in the country. Wow. I don't have one. I'd like to get one and hang one on the wall. Why not? You know, I mean, really. Well, the question of the month, again, I gave you a little homework, you folks listening last week. For you that missed last week's show, well, thank you for joining me and climbing into the cockpit here in the Greasy Garage Studio. Here on the second hour of Auto World, we've got 3 hours each and every week for you, and each and every hour is different. We have information, emails that are different from each one of our great charter members. And if you're, when I'm saying a charter member, it's folks that have been emailing me for quite some time and calling me and being a part of the show for quite some time. With that said, let's get some of these out there and share with everybody else. What do you believe is the auto industry's greatest achievements? Mary gets me on Facebook. And dang, when we go on Facebook, I can't do this. Because I can't reach into my email bag. But we're going to. Let's do it. Facebook Messenger, Mary gets me on Facebook. Hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you, Mary. Listening to you every week on 870 AM KFLD in Pasco, Washington. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate, 870 AM KFLD in Pasco, Washington. Of course, Kennewick, Richland. And all of you folks in between, thank you for tuning in and listening. I do appreciate that. Because of Mary, we're in Pasco, Washington right now. She says, I think the auto industry's greatest achievements is power windows. I drive a minivan, and it would be horrible, Mark, if I had to reach over to roll down the passenger window. I do agree with you, Mary, 250,000,000%. Rolling up the windows. But one thing about it, though, Mary, didn't we have we had stronger arms, though, back in the day, didn't we? Cranking that crank, that window crank. Oh, yeah, my left arm. Because, if you're driving, yeah, I think with the steering wheels in the United States are on the left. The folks over across the pond, their right arm's stronger. The folks over in the U.S., their left arm's stronger. Why? They were rolling down the windows. I replaced so many of those little C-clips that hold those little handles on the rolling of the windows. Back in the day. Mary, thank you. And again, send me an email me an address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Mary, thank you for getting me on Facebook Messenger. It's awake. It's alive. Mary, I'll send you out some good goodies. And with that said, the phone number here to reach us is 855-660-4261. And with that said, what got a call here? Let's go to Texas and talk to Roy. Roy, welcome to Auto World. Good to have you along.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
Well, hi, Roy. Good. Yeah. Thank you. How about you?
Remember me, the kickstand electric starter?
Yeah. Yep,
well,
I do.
I was telling your speaker there. I got it yesterday, and I was driving it earlier. And I came home, and I said, when I come home, I said, let me lay down and listen to the radio. And I was going to the channel, and I caught you. That sounds like that man, Mark. But I didn't know whether you're alive or it's a recording, because you can't mention it. And that's it went. So that's why I called.
Yeah. Yeah, we're live. I'm live, Roy. Absolutely. And you're in Corpus Christi, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Right by the water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pretty. It's real pretty.
Yeah. You're in Iowa, right? Idaho, Iowa?
Idaho. Yep. Idaho.
Yeah. I was trying to remember.
Absolutely. The shout out, Roy, you're probably listening on our affiliate down there, KEYS, 1440 AM, huh?
Yeah.
Doug, let's do a shout out to Doug. Doug's the program director down there on that station. You know, hi, Doug. Say hi to Doug.
Hey, Doug.
You got it's beautiful down there in Corpus Christi right now, isn't it? Is winter all done, Roy?
Well, actually, it's kind of cool today. It's like a little northern came through. It's in the 60s, 65, somewhere like that.
Well, good.
But,
yeah, that's warm.
Of course, in Corpus Christi, the wind's always blowing, so it's more chilly.
Yeah.
Well, good. And the reason why I was calling you before, because about the oil leak. We're talking about the oil leak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes. My granddaughter took the car, and they didn't know what it was. They turned around and put one of those things you put in the oil leak. And some people said, no, it'll work. Some people said, no, it won't work. So anyway, she decided to take it to a established garage, well-known. And about 2 days later, they called and said, hey, what happened was that whoever changed the oil, they put a wrong filter.
Oh, the oil filter was wrong.
Yes. And the only thing we can see is right now is your gasket is screwed up, and something else on that. Whoever he is. So apparently, she finally got her car. Got it. It cost her $250.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Roy, we're going to take a short break. Can I put you on hold? Will you hold through the break for us?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Awesome. We're going to take a short break. Roy, we're going to talk a little bit about oil leaks and how to get that car fixed for cheaper money right here in Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. We'll be right back and take you to Texas with Roy.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Good to have you along, folks. Right here in the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World. Hope your Auto World's been going good this last week. If not, that's why I'm here. Absolutely. I want to make sure that you know that ASC certified master technician for many, many years, 40-plus years, and boy, have I seen and heard a lot of different types of stories on each and every type of car. You go back 40 years from today and you think about the cars that I was working on, the Ford Mavericks, the Chevrolet Chevettes, the AMC Pacers, the AMC Gremlins. Things have changed. Today, hello, Mr. Electric. Hello, Mrs. Electric. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Hybrid. Things have changed. But I'm here for you each and every week. How do you get a hold of me right here? Since 1992, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is behind the GCN. Oh, yeah. The 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. And with that, let's go to Texas, Corpus Christi, Texas, and bring Roy back with us. Roy, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
There you are. Roy, good to have. Hey, thanks for holding through the break. I appreciate that. Usually we hand out cookies and tea, but I didn't have any tea today.
Well, it's kind of far from Idaho to Corpus.
Well, hey, yeah, but they do have drones. We could drop crumpets and tea down, right?
Yes.
Well, you're talking about an oil leak. Now, what kind of car was this that had to?
Do you have the Acura?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Good brand.
Yeah, well, the good thing that came about it, if there's any good things, is that the people that picked the car, they told her, well, if you need, we're not legal advice, but I mean, we're willing to say that that was wrong thing. You know, everything was, the filter was wrong. Well, it was almost the right kind, but they tried to squeeze it in there. It was a little off. And that damaged the gaskets and whatever else. In a way, so she called the people that did it. And after a few words here and a little, you know, telling her, well, second year, they decided to reimburse her.
Good.
So they reimbursed her everything. Yeah.
Good. And, so it was leaking oil at the oil filter and found out that they put the wrong oil filter on it and got...
And,
okay.
And apparently when they tried tightening, they messed something up. I don't know what that stuff called, that part where it screws in there, the gasket and some other stuff that they messed up.
Okay. That might, probably more than likely, the Acura had that canister style oil filter, not the spin on metal one.
I really don't even know what canister is.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, that's, and the key to oil leaks is when you say reimbursed her, it was probably a very inexpensive repair for them. They put in the right oil filter on there, and it got it fixed, and there's no more oil leak. And the thing is, aren't we happy, though, Roy, that she hollered out, communicated before she lost an engine from loss of oil?
Yes. And actually, she had parked the car. She was only using it, for about, to go down the street and come back. But she was making sure that she had oil in that car.
Good.
Yeah, so I mean, it came out right here. Now she's driving it. In fact, I think she drove to San Antonio today.
Good. One thing too, Roy, I want to mention. I've had them come in the greasy garage here where they've had an oil leak. I didn't change the oil on it. They didn't hire me to change the oil. They came to me to find the oil leak, just like what you're talking about with your daughters. And we found out that, and I'm highlighting this right now to make sure that you can carry on this to your daughter, that we checked the oil filter first thing, the spin on or the canister to make sure there's no leaks there. And then we go right to the drain pan plug because, sometimes they're changing oil so many cars so fast that sometimes, they just didn't get the drain pan plug snug enough, and that's the oil leak. And I've had them where they were just finger tight.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so you might just make sure that, have her maybe drive back and say, hey, you guys did fix my oil leak, and thank you for paying for it on the oil filter side, but, hey, can you just make sure the oil drain pan plug is tight?
And
The thing with it too, Roy, with all of us, everybody that's listening, that it's better to say something than not. Because, boy, wouldn't that be horrible, Roy? You'd be involved with your daughter down there and pounding on the desk, pounding on it, saying, you blew my daughter's engine up. Yo, it's an engine. You don't want to go down that path.
No. Another thing, the oil pan. Had the gasket, something when the gasket wear out, the pressure of the oil might leak to there too. Yeah, and also like the valve cover gasket, the oil pops out of there too. That happened to me before. I did a gasket on my valve cover. It was loose, and there was oil coming out of there, and I thought it was something else. Oh man, you need to pack it.
Yeah, make sure those are. Good. What are you driving today? Your wife's driving the Acura, and what are you hopping into the cockpit and driving?
Well, I was in a bike, and then I was in I have a 69 Camaro.
Oh, no, you don't. That one's in my garage now. No, 69 Camaro.
I was looking for the what was it you were talking about, that under the tire,
spray.
What was it? But that one doesn't have it, so I guess it's not the special kind that has the chains, it'll grip.
Traction in a can, they called it.
Yes. I gotta look for one of those. I have some friends of mine that have Camaro 269s, but I've never seen one of those things, those cans.
Yeah, and that... that was the year they put those cans from the factory above in the trunk, pointing with the hole. Of course, the can was in the trunk, but the hole was cut. So it's automatically, you could push the button and spray that liquid traction on your tire, and you wouldn't get stuck in the snow. And, ever since I published that on the Instagram account, in the Facebook and all, Roy, I've had a lot of people, actually like yourself, they've got 69 Chevy Camaros, and they're wanting those cans. They want to get those cans and put those cans in there, to up the value, the resale on their Chevy Camaro. And one thing I pointed out to them is at this point, I'm searching for cans, Roy, and if I can find, I'll give you a holler too. But the one thing about that is that you can mount them and get them there and all that, but the VIN number is the VIN number that tells everybody, oh, that's the model that came with these cans.
Yeah.
So,
and what would you find in that can?
Well, that's just...
They don't make them anymore?
No, they don't make them. They only did, I think they only did like 1,600 models of those 69 Chevy Camaros with those cans. And that was back in that year, of course, 1969. But, we just have to go, searching on the internet, social networking and all that.
Somebody has a Camaro parked somewhere that they didn't, said something happened, they don't even know. Hey, well, at a junkyard probably, and who knows?
You're absolutely.
I'm going to go to the park with all the Chevrolet Thor, and I'm going to, hey, is that Camaro?
Yeah. Absolutely, Ryan. It's so hard to find wrecking yards, recycle yards anymore, even with the old cars in them.
Everybody wants those old cars.
Out here in Idaho, we're only doing the wrecking yards are only doing 10 years back. And we do have a couple that are the older junkyards, but we're grabbing up those 69 Chevy Camaro parts pretty quick. What color is yours?
It's blue.
Blue. Oh, yeah, I could put that in my garage. That's my favorite color, Roy.
Yeah. Hey, so you're on Saturdays, too?
I am, yeah. Yeah, in fact, on quite a few different days through the week. They're delayed, though, but we are live Sunday for 3 hours live Sunday, and then a lot of those radio stations throughout the world play Auto World, 1, 2, or 3 hours in different daytime slots. So,
last week, it wasn't last week when I talked to you, it was like 2 weeks ago. I was interrupted. It was the Spurs came on. We had the Spurs taking the Central Spurs.
Oh, yeah.
And they came on. Oh.
Yeah. All right. The garage door is closing.
Oh,
so,
that's fine. Then,
thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Yep, thank you, Roy, for joining us from Corpus Christi, Texas. Thank you, Roy. Drive safe, everyone. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now.
Amazing way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.